Good afternoon. Welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's 2:15. It's Saturday. It's another bright grey day. A bit warmer than it has been. Not massively warmer, but, you know, a bit more comfy, I suppose. Albeit still needing a winter coat. Some parakeets flapping about. Oh no, they're not. They're pigeons. Some pigeons flapping about. And just a few, just 3 or 4 seagulls over the other side of the park. A couple of dog walkers, some walkers. Kiddies playing in the park. It's quite quiet today. Quite peaceful over here. It's a very still day. Just a very light breeze. That's probably why it feels a bit warmer, actually, isn't it? Because we don't have the wind chill factor. So, I haven't been doing much today, actually. Went out for breakfast with my son. Been making a new blue tack thingy, working on another piece of art. I'm out this evening for a bite to eat, going to Dorking or somewhere around that way. So yes, just got a few hours to kill. Not sure what I'm going to do. Been trying to motivate myself to do my workout and haven't managed to do that yet. I've been thinking about it for the last 2 hours. And now I've only got like 3 hours left before I need to leave to go out. How am I going to fit in a 45 minute workout into that time? I think what I'm going to do is go back and just do one of the exercises. If I can just get the first one done, then I'm likely to do the rest. And even if I don't do the rest, I might get half of it done. Then I can do the other half in the morning, you know, before I go off to work again. Another 1 day at work, and then five or six days off. While the managers are getting all their hours in, so they get paid properly before they leave. So yes, I don't know what I'm talking about really. I don't know what I'm talking about at the moment. I don't feel like I have that much to say today. It's one of those days. It's a young lad playing football on his own. Yeah, he missed. He missed an open goal. Missed an open goal with no one to distract him. No one to put him off. He just missed by about 20 feet. Hey, at least he's out there practicing, isn't he? It's no fun though, is it, playing football on your own? No fun at all. Well, it might be. He might be enjoying himself. For me, it wouldn't be much fun. More dog walkers. More walking walkers. It's weird how people are drawn to walking around the tarmac cycling track. They just go round and round it. Funny that, isn't it? Why is that? Doesn't matter. I don't know what matters today. I feel a bit... I don't know what I feel, actually. Just feel a little bit kind of wayward. A little bit adrift today. And I'm not sure why that is. But I know. But I do know, actually. I don't know. I'm making this blue tack thing. And it's just a load of little balls all stuck together. Creating a sort of lump of little balls and trying to fill in all the gaps, and then I kind of had a bit of a... It can be quite difficult to get the right size ball to fill in the gap and touch all the other balls. I just had a kind of little thought, you know, if I just leave a bit more space, I have a bit more freedom and flexibility. And I think that's probably a bit of a metaphor for life at the moment. I don't feel like I have much space. So partly it's about acknowledging the space that I have. I mean, I have loads of space today in terms of time available to do things. Maybe this is the conflict, is that my natural way of approaching these times is to fill the time with something. However useful or not that might be, fill the time, feel like you're doing something all the time. Or just accept that you've got some time to do nothing. Or something. And neither of those things is right or wrong. I guess that's sort of what this podcast is for me. It is that little bit of space where there's no real agenda. I mean, obviously there's the outcome of a podcast. That's why I'm doing it, my daily podcast. But it does force me to create a bit of space for myself to ponder life and whatever's going on over the park even. Three seagulls. I'm at a slightly elevated position so I can see them a bit better now. I think there's three. Well, no, there might just be two. Yeah, just two. Very light on the old seagulls lately. Oh, there's one just coming into land. There's another one flapping its way over here. Four in total. Two of them flying at the moment. Yeah, one's coming to land. Here it comes. And it's landed. Don't know where the other one went. Appeared to be flying this way, but you can never be sure, really, can you? So anyway, that's kind of very much on my mind, as I've already mentioned, the spaces in between. I'm interested in the spaces in between. The spaces in between the to-do list items. The spaces in between the bits of blue tack. So I've gone from just rolling some balls of blue tack and spacing them out quite evenly to now taking the larger of those balls and sticking them together and then sticking lots of little, you know, smaller balls on the outside to cover them and fill in the spaces. But the fact is, if you're sticking balls together, no matter how small you make the balls, there will still be spaces, won't there? I guess this is what this is about. It's about acknowledging the space that's actually already there, that's already available to me, and utilising it in a more productive way. But that feels quite exhausting. So here I am, it's just the conflict, the eternal conflict of, what am I going to do with this time? Maybe I should just do nothing, just sit. That's quite hard though, isn't it? Just sitting and doing nothing. I think most people find that quite a challenge. You know, meditation, stuff like that, that's quite a challenge for me, certainly. And I guess it is for many other people. I guess that's why you're supposed to practice, aren't you? Build up slowly, but I do it. I start meditating, do a few minutes, then build it up a bit, and then stop doing it. I don't know. Anyway, I think I'm done. Catch you next time. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.